Mitsuo Mori is a 45-year-old system engineer. He has worked at a computer company for 17 years. His weight increased by 10 kilograms a year after he got the job, and his body mass index surpassed 30 at the age of 30. At that time, at a company periodical medical checkup, he was cautioned about hyperglycemia and obesity. However, he did not have any medical examination or treatment for 10 years after that. He has suffered from dysesthesia on his bilateral fingertips for 3 years and felt exhausted. He has got tired very quickly, even doing the clerical work. He has had difficulty in looking at documents on the computer. And finally, he was admitted to the Department of Internal Medicine at a hospital. Mitsuo's pancreas did not secrete sufficient insulin, and the cells in his body did not take in enough glucose. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes mellitus, which more than 95% of Japanese diabetics suffer from. In his body, insulin did not function normally. Therefore, the cells could not take in enough glucose, and he could not produce sufficient energy. Kyoko Hibino, an occupational therapist with 10-year clinical experience, was put in charge of Mitsuo. After she listened to him about his work, she gave him a vision field test and a fingertip sensation test. He saw a small black spot moving, and his vision was very blurred. He had developed myodysopsia and retinopathy, and he was in danger of losing his eyesight. He had lost almost all of the touch sensation of his fingers and the position sensation of his joints. Kyoko instructed him to touch objects with the back of his hand in order to avoid getting injured. She told him to plug and unplug an electric appliance with the back of his hand facing the electric outlet. This is a strategy for quickly getting away from the outlet when his fingers are reactively flexed by an unexpected electric shock. Retinopathy, which he had developed, is the biggest cause of eyesight loss among adults. She told him that he should try not to hold his breath and strain himself to avoid an increase of the venous pressure in the retina. He was instructed to undergo exercise therapy so that more insulin would be secreted, make the insulin function better, and help his muscular cells further take in glucose. He began to walk on the treadmill in the hospital for more than 30 minutes, 1 hour after he ate a meal prepared for diabetics.